Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. Turn in your Bibles, please, to 2 Corinthians 5. All things are of God. All things are of God. If all things are of God, and they are, the Bible tells us they are, then all things are for your sake. That's in 2 Corinthians 4:15. All things are purposeful. No matter what happens in your life, all things are of God. Sometimes, things will happen that don't seem so good. They'll seem difficult. Maybe you had a bad time on an exam. Or maybe there's a bully in the school and you're having problems with the bully or whatever it is. Even then, all things are of God and all things are for your sake. The reason why God allows that is because all things work together for good. So when you encounter one of these situations where you're facing something difficult, just think to yourself, this is good. It's all good. All things work together for good. You encounter a difficult person. Perhaps you would be tempted to have your feelings hurt or maybe get angry with them. Just think to yourself, it's all good. It's all good. Yeah, they're difficult. Yeah, the circumstance is unpleasant. Yeah, maybe they're a jerk, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's all good. Why? Because all things work together for good. Because all things are for your sake. They're all from God. God allows things into your life for the purpose to develop you, to bless you, to bring things along that you never thought would come. Let me give you an example. There's a big argument, big debate, big disagreement between Israel and the Palestinians. They are not too friendly to each other. Now, individuals may be different, but the governments, the places, are not that friendly to each other and their neighbors. And there was a Palestinian Christian man who had it on his heart to pray for Israelis because he wanted to see them get saved. And that's very normal for a Christian. They want to see people get saved. Even though the two lands, the two nationalities were not friendly to each other, this individual Christian man wanted to see the Israeli people get saved. And he started praying for them that God would send him over to Israel to be a missionary so that these different people in Israel could get saved, so they could hear the gospel. Not too long after, when he applied for a visa, he was denied. In other words, Israel wouldn't let him in. And he was upset by that because he knew that God wanted him to be a missionary to the Israelis, and the Israelis would not let him into their country. Now, if the Israelis don't let you into their country, it's really hard to be a missionary to the Israelis. Sometime after that, the Israeli army invaded their country. And the man was very upset. He said, God, these people came here and they invaded our country, and this isn't right. He didn't like it. He disagreed with it, and he was complaining to God. Now, whether people consider it right or wrong, that's not the point here. He was complaining to God that his lands were invaded by Israelis. And he was very angry with God. And God spoke to his heart and he said, didn't you want to be a missionary to the Israelis? Well, I brought you 50,000 Israelis. Go be a missionary. You see, all things really do work together for good. To him, that seemed very negative. But God said, listen, I've answered your prayer. They won't let you in. I'll bring them to you. All things work together for good. Really, his best answer would have been, when the Israelis came, he should have said, it's all good. It's all good. That's it right there. It's all good. You get a difficult teacher, it's all good. You get a difficult student, it's all good. Why? Because it is. It's all good. It's working for your benefit. You may not immediately recognize the benefit. That happens a lot of times. How many years are you going to school? Well, just to get out of high school is 12, and then you have a few more years in college. What's the result? Hopefully it's a very good education that will lead to a good job and a good future for you. That's the result. So while you're in school, you may be saying to yourself, I don't feel like being here today, or I don't like dealing with some of these people, or what have you. But instead of thinking that, when there are difficulties, say it's all good, because there's an outcome that God has brought that He has in store for me, and that outcome is for my benefit. So it's all good. Now, it's not just that it's all good here and now. When you go through difficult things, God recognizes that. He's not saying to you, don't recognize that it's difficult. He's saying to you, recognize that even though it's difficult, it's all good. When you go through difficult things, God actually rewards you for those things in 2 Corinthians 5:10. When you respond to God in faith, in the difficult things, in other words, you say, God, this is hard. God, I don't like this person. God, I don't know what to do with it. God, they're mean to me, whatever it is. But you say, God, it's all true, but it's all good. Just for that, you get eternal rewards. Eternal rewards are really fantastic because they last forever. Like on earth, let's say you win the lottery on earth, and you win a bunch of money. Well, you only have the money until you spend it. And then you don't have it anymore. With eternal rewards, you can't lose them. Even if you use them, you still can't lose them. And so the rewards that you receive for dealing with things right now, say, hey, God, it's all good. Difficult person, it's all good. Difficult circumstance, it's all good. Those rewards that you get for that will last forever. You cannot lose them. You can't use them up. They won't go away. They are there. They are yours. They're for your benefit, and they don't end. That's a good deal. Some people spend a very long time to make just a little bit. But God says, spend a little bit of time responding to me in faith to make a great deal. Because your reward in heaven is immense. Now, the three types of things you get rewarded for. In 1 Corinthians 3:12, you get rewarded for faith. In other words, any time you respond in faith, you trust God in a situation, you get a reward. You trust God regarding a person, you get a reward. You get afraid of something and you say to yourself, it's all good, God's going to take care of me. You get a reward. The second type of thing is redemption. Redemption basically simply means forgiveness. Somebody does something to you and you forgive them. Say, hey, it's all good. I know God. God takes care of me. God rewards me for dealing with it. I don't have to hold this against you. You didn't know that you were rewarding me. Hello, you didn't know you were making me rich. It's all good. Well, then you don't hold it against them. You just kind of forget about it. God says for that, you get a reward. And then anytime you express the character of God, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the character of God, you're patient with people, you're kind to people, you're gentle with people, things like that. I'm not saying that you can't deal with things. You certainly can, but you deal with them correctly in God's character. Well, how am I going to do that? Because I'm going to realize that no matter what it is, even if I have to deal with it, it's all good. And for that, I get a reward. These rewards are very, very valuable. These are the amazing things in heaven. And they're fairly simple to get. So when something comes my way, and it's difficult, and I respond, well, hey, it's all good. I'm getting rich here. It's all good. I'm getting rewarded here. It's all good. God's promoting me here. It's all good. people say bad things about me, hey, it's all good. I get great reward whenever somebody says anything bad about me. It's all good. And people start looking at you like, I don't get you. Why are you not mad? Why aren't you hurt by this? Why aren't you upset by this? Because it's all good. All things work together for good. It's all good. They may mean it negatively toward me, but God means it really well. It's like when the Israelites in the early days, when you only had the dad and the 12 brothers, and one of those 12 brothers they threw in a pit because they didn't like him. They were jealous of him. And they were going to kill him. The oldest of the brothers says, hey, let's not kill him. Let's sell him to slavery. And then they sell him off to slavery. And he's purchased by a guy named Potiphar. And Potiphar likes this guy. This guy's a really good guy. And he makes him head of his house. And then Potiphar's wife, who's not a very nice lady, gets him into a lot of trouble lying about him. And he gets thrown in jail. And he's in jail for several years. But the guy who's the warden, the head of the jail, he recognizes, hey, this guy's a really good guy. And he makes him the head of the jail, in charge of all the prisoners. And then one day, he meets these two guys in prison. And they realize he's a special sort of a guy. They realize that he has the ability to hear from the Holy Spirit. And they both work for Pharaoh, the king. And the king calls them back out of prison, and they work for the king again. Now, it's a few more years that they remember him. The king has a need, and the one guy remembers him, Joseph, in prison. They say, you know, there's a guy in jail who can hear from the Holy Spirit, and he can tell you what you need to know. And so he calls Joseph, and Joseph tells the king, Pharaoh, everything that he needs to know. And the Pharaoh is so impressed that he makes him the governor over all the land. And when he made him governor of all the land, a huge famine came to that place. Nobody had any food except for the Egyptians, because Joseph knew that a famine was coming because God showed it to him. And he not only saved the Egyptians, he also brought in his family who became Israel, and he saved them as well. This is strictly because his brothers were jealous, and they threw him in a pit, and then instead of killing him, they sold him into slavery. Now, I imagine there were times when Joseph thought, why is this going on? But the end of it was really fantastic. Millions of people were saved because of that event. He couldn't see it at the time. But later on, years, decades later, the results were phenomenal. Had he not gone into slavery, Israel wouldn't be here today. Egypt wouldn't be here today. Because they would have died in the famine. See, it really was all good. Joseph, you're in the pit. Hey, it's all good. You're in jail. It's all good. People are lying about you. It's all good. God has a purpose for me. God has a plan in this. God has allowed this for a reason, and the reason is fantastic. I'm not worried about it that it's negative. It's all good. Well, you know what? In your lives, it's the same thing. You're no different than Joseph. Joseph just happened to live then. Well, you live now. And just like for Joseph, it was all good for him, it's all good for you guys too. No matter what it is, even if it seems negative, you can just say to yourself, hey, it's all good. Because all things really do work together for good. So it really is all good. You guys understand that? All right, that's it for today.